We're going to give a halakha. Anybody who wants to have some breakfast, please, and wrap your tefillin, you can go anytime. We're going to start with the bracha on granola. Granola bars, granola that you can put into yogurt, any type of granola. What bracha do you make according to Tarni? So, b'pashtut, this is the Gemara on Lamed Chet, Amud Aleph, and Brachot. Of course, it's Chitim, and Baruch HaLabrim, and Brei Pri Ha'adama. Now, it doesn't say what bracha achrona acharav. This is a fake in Tosfot. Rabbi Nutam said, maybe you should make, since it's one of the Shevet Aminim, since the five grains are one of the Shevet Aminim, maybe you should make al adama val pri adama. And then Rabbi Nutam was chozer bo. He said, look, it's not the Gemara. The Gemara gives three nuskot at the end of the parak. Mem dalid, what you say for main shalosh? How do you make al mechia? How do you say al eitz, al gefen? And it doesn't say this one. He was chozer bo. However, even though he was chozer bo, he was magin as sidur on the side, not to say it. Still, the later Bali Tosa, and the later Bali Tosa, most of them disagree with Rabbeinu Tam, but still they said to be zahir, to be careful, to put the safek Rabbeinu Tam, which would be machmir, to avoid it, to not eat it, except in a meal. And they quote Rabbi Yirmiyah in the Yerushalmi, he said from the day that he was asked this question, what bracha or now you make on the Kosas Chitim, he wouldn't eat it except in a meal. So Tosa, what was he worried about? Bracha Rishonah. If he's worried about, is it mizonon, is it adama, is it shakol, bracha rishona, don't worry so much. Anytime you have a safek, al kulam evarech shakol, yatsa. You could just, the Gemara on daf mem is very clear. Even on bread, even on wine, shakol works. Okay, there's a tosfot, mistapek, but bottom line, the halakha, shakol works for everything. Safek, if you have a food and you're not sure if it's shakol or something else, or any two brachot, you can make shakol and biyote. Now, Avudraham has something we should know, just to keep in mind. We shouldn't just throw out shahakol. I don't know what to do, so let me say shahakol. Avudraham says, if I say shahakol on a food that's not supposed to be shahakol, so that's considered nanim olam zeb lo bracha. It's like it worked. I took an orange and made shahakol because I don't have any other bracha. So it worked, but it's like I'm stealing from Hashem. It's like I'm not doing the right thing. Yes, it's not the end of the world. Like the bracha worked, but you should still try to be poter with another bracha. That's the Avudraham. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down. It's quoted in the Chacham Avadia Sarim in the footnotes. It's a shita, so you should understand how important it is trying to get the right bracha. However, it's still correct lahalacha, what Tosfot says. If you have a safek bracha, you do make shakol. That's bracha rishona. Bracha rishona, we don't have to sweat so much over, because no matter what, we can always do a shakol and be yotze. What about bracha achrona? You have al mechia, or you have brain of hashon. What could you do? So there, the Yerushalmi is master. You couldn't just be poter with the brain of hashon and be yotze everything, and therefore he would not be accepted in a meal. Now, is that pashut? No, it's a big machloka. Maybe another day we'll talk about it again, but the Magen Avraham quotes the Knesset Gedolah in the beginning of Reish Yud that brain of hashod works as poter ala mechya. But the avad someone says brain of hashod is poter ala mechya. The chidad says his raya is not mechrach. He doesn't go with this. That's what Chamavad paskins. We don't hold that brain of hashod is poter al mechya. And there's one of the rayot. Tosa didn't say brain of hashod is poter everything. Now how can I answer for the kanag? How can we answer for him? Answer is that even though, yes, Brit of Hashem works for Al Mechia B'diavad, like the Knesset Gedolah, still the Gemara didn't suggest that because it's not the right bracha al Chachilo. So if it's better not to eat it at all, better eat it and accept eating it in a meal. Okay, that's an answer. Or Lithion, Rav Moshe and the Tshuva basically also says this conclusion, Brit of Hashem works for B'diavad for Al Mechia. Or Lithion also is posik like that in Chelik Aleph, one of his Tshuvot in his lifetime. Chamavad doesn't go with that. He holds, you have to choose al mechya or brain of hashod, and one is poter the other. Be Yosef is pretty clear in Reish Bet also that way, that the al mechya does not poter brain of hashod. Now, okay, we said koses chitim. We had a question about the bracha achrona. Is it a brain of hashod or ala adama? Chamavadi in Chazon Avadia quotes about a dozen rishonim, the Ramban, the Bahag, many rishonim. But say befeirush acharav brain of hashod. The after bracha for Koses chitim for raw grain is brain of hashod rabon. So it's very simple. So we should make dama on the granola and brain of hashod. That's what it sounds like if you'd have on koses chitim. And that's why I'm avad passing on koses chitim. We're not worried about the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ikar Hadin. As with Maran Shulchan Aruch Reish Chet if Dalin, he quotes Stam. He writes, "What bracha do we make on raw grain? Achol dagan chai." We'll talk about other examples. Mevrech brepir adama lachara brain of hashod. That's the stam. Then he brings. Basically, yesh. The Tosfot nistapku. The Tosfot says you're not sure what we should do. If you berech bracha main shalosh, the kan katvu shenachon shalachlo el betosfot David turn berech adam azot. Some people make a mistake. I don't mean small people, big people. They say, look, Shulchan Aruch quoted Stam and Yesh. He told you to be machmir for the Yesh because he writes you should eat it. Betol sudav, you should eat it in a meal. You have to be medayeg. It doesn't say Shulchan Aruch is posek like this. He writes v'katvu. They wrote, meaning the Tosfot mistapek, and they wrote. If you hold of a safek, so you have to worry about this. What do we hold? What does Rabbi Yosef Kar hold? He held not like that. That was stam and yesh halacha kastam. There's one of the kalim goes back from the chida to back to his grandfather heard from Rabbi Yosef Kar himself. Stam yesh, we follow the stam. There's a big machloket here. When do we follow? Do we follow the stam and we're not koshish? We don't care the yesh, or we care a little bit about the yesh? Okay, it's an important question. So the Ben Ish Chai, the Kafachayim, consistently, Zifchai said it consistently, or koshish a little bit for the yesh, or the tzion as well. And Mordechai Eliyahu, Omavadia and his children, they say stam and yesh alach is stam. Why did Shulchan Aruch bother to write me the yesh? He told me the tosfot, eat in the meal. Make our life simple. Just write one opinion. Why do you have to tell us two opinions? We're not going to postdate that opinion anyway. He says, look, in the Ramami Pano, one who put out the Shulchan Aruch, he was the Mekubal in the 1500s. He was the one who printed it in Italy, 1500. He has a tshuva. Why did the Shulchan Aruch write a yesh, even if we should follow the stam? He says, lachlok kavod lebaaleh, just to give honor to the person who followed that. And then he has a few more lines. I give honor to the Tosfot. They quoted the Tosfot. Not to say we follow it, just to give honor, just to mention him by name. However, he does have a few more lines. He says, but also, if you find him in Hag in some place that they're doing like the Yesh, don't scream at them, don't be Moched, don't protest. Because look, they're following the Yesh, they're following a different opinion, Shulchan Aruch. We have a Stam Yesh, they wrote the Yesh to tell you about that. Question is, which line in the Ramah Pano is the main line? Hamavad just says, stop with the first line. He says, Achlok Kavod Labala, we follow the Stam, we don't follow the Yesh. The Yesh is just nice. We give him attention. We don't dismiss him for no reason. Lachlok kavod. We want to give him kavod, respectful to everybody. We don't agree with him. However, the Kafachayim, they're going to focus on the second line. Look, you see, he says, if you find a place that follows the Yesh, we don't mocheh, we don't protest. You see, that's an opinion. So you can rely on it, sometimes b'shad d'chak, and you could, you're choshesh for that opinion. So that's an important discussion about the Stam and the Yesh. Orlitzon is Akhtama. Chelik Ben has a few proofs that we should follow the Yesh, and let's say one of them is a big one, an Eruvin. In order to make an Eruvin, it's sort of petach with the strings, with the telephone poles, so you have to make sure it's a Dirabanan, it's a Carmelite, it's not a Rishit Rabim in a Torah. Rishit Rabim in a Torah doesn't work. Aydirabim, Vata Machitza. The majority of people come and they knock down this, it doesn't halakhically count, you have a flimsy wall, it's meaningless. That's the Gemara Chabed and Andath. Anvavin, Erevin. So it doesn't work if you have a flimsy wall. But if it's Dirabanan, then a flimsy wall works. That's the Gemara and Avam and Achavbez. So now, what about Surah Petah? So that's a flimsy wall for this. What do we say? Do we have Rashid Arabim Dereita Dirabanan? One major machloket is Shimon Shen Mem Siv Zayin, the beginning of Hilchot Erevin and the Shulchan Aruch. There he tells you. The Stam says 16 Amot. All streets are 16 Amot. Almost all streets are 16 Amot. Ramosha says we include the sidewalks. So it's almost nothing to talk about. Even the Laurel Hill is going to have 16 Amot. But definitely Amsterdam, all the big streets are 16 Amot. So Rashid Arabim Dereita, we're up a creek. However, the Yesh says, unless you have Shishim Ribo, Hochim, Babachol Yom, 600,000 crossing every single day, so it's not a Shudder Rabim, so you can make a Surah Pet. So Ashkenazim from the days of Rashi, Tosod, the Ravon, everybody talks. There's 23, whatever, there's many, many Rishonim who hold like Rashi on this. However, the Rambam doesn't agree with Rashi on this. So what do we do? And it's not just Rashi. The Ramban, in his whole school, all don't follow Rashi. There's not one of the Sfardi Rishonim who follow Rashi on this. But Chaim Avadia says, whatever, in the early Tshuva in the 1970s, he said we should not follow the Ashkenazi Eruvim at all. The Chelek Ted is very clear. Yesh Amal Esmochi is super mikkel on Brooklyn, New York, on L.A. He goes all the way, all the kulot, he brings you every kula on the Eruvim. Yesh Amal Esmochi doesn't mean it's the Lechachil ideal. But anyway, it's relying on a yesh. How can we rely on a yesh? It's again, so you can make all the six sekot, so it's a different sekot. It's again, the Chazon Ish is shita, Omei Meruba is not the right, different sekot. That's what Or LeZion goes with. But what about this yesh? Is it a real opinion? Do we care about it? So Or LeZion proves, and Shin Chaf, hey, Maran Shulchan Aruch accepts that opinion.
for Jerubanan. So asking a non-Jew to carry for you in the street, he says, basically, B'shad Chak, you're allowed to ask the non-Jew to carry for you in the street in 6 amot, because, it says, it's from the Iran. It goes in the Be'il Yosef, he says, because we don't have Rishut or Razim as well as that, because not 600,000. He says, wait a minute, let's quote Stam and Shulchan Aruch, Shin Chatei. So the Beit HaFrimer in the 1800, he quoted this proof. Or let's see, he brings this proof. He says, you see, Maran is Choshesh for the Stam. So Mavadi basically has an answer. Says, we're choshish for this yesh by Dirabanan b'shadachat. Yes, okay. As a usual rule, the istam yesh halach istam. But we, in a pinch, in some cases, we accept the stam. Okay, so you accept the yesh for specific cases. By certain extreme cases of grush, whatever, certain things are getting remarried, Hamavadi, even in his Eben Ezra Chivot, accepts the yesh every now and then, b'shadachat. So as much as it's a klal, stam and yesh halach istam, it's not always 100%. So anyway, Hamavadi says, Kosev Chitim, Granola, Kosev Chitim, before we get to Granola, Kosev Chitim is Brina Pashot, you don't have to worry about it at all. Now, what about the Chita Tefucha? This was the sugar snacks, crisp, the puffed wheat. What bracha do you make? It's an amazing, the way they make it is by heating up, they put the kernels inside like a gun, inside a heating thing that's like 200 degrees, on the outside and the inside, the kernel, it has a little bit of moisture. That's why Hashem made the grain. So it puffs up, it opens up, because the moisture on the inside is cold, on the outside is a lot of hot, and the air is trying to, the moisture is trying to escape, so it pops up like a popcorn. That's how they make the chita tebucha, the sugar snacks, the crisps. Anyway, what bracha do you make? And now we have several tshuvot. The granola, unfortunately, we don't have chamavadi, but we do have on the sugar and smacks, and also on the Or Lizion, and also so they both, so it starts with the Ramoshi, it's three big tshuvot. Bottom line, so I'll say this with you maybe after, he comes out hadama. Chamavadi, chazanavadi, also hadama, and brain if I shot. So I want to say the same thing, granola, that's pashtud. Granola is the exact same shayla, we'll talk about why, but it's basically the same shayla. Problem is, in the back of the English Yalka Yosef, Rabbi Yisrael Bitton put a chart of bracha, and he wrote, Safek, you should eat it except in a meal, or only have less than a kazayit, in Kadech HaLapras. And the Tfer quotes, it's Zod HaBracha, who says Safek, okay? They're not telling you that's the psak, they just quote such an opinion. So therefore, we're stuck in the bracha achrona, you can't eat except in a meal. So I sent him a letter, I said, wait a minute, what about what it says on... What it says in Chazon Avadia by the Chita Patapucha, it says, you can't, and there he quotes all the Hulchos Sugya from Or Lizion and Rav Moshe, and says, you can't medayik in the footnotes in Chazon Avadia. We don't know exactly what to medayik in, so you can't medayik for any road over there. So I don't know what that means, but Rabbi Sarfati agreed with me. The Pashtut HaDvarim is, it's granola is that, and so did Rabbi Meir Gabriel Elbaz on the website. He writes, granola, hadama, lefi, chamavadya. So that's what I think the ikarid is. Now, if someone wants to be lachmir, vadai. Even the Or Lizion by the Chita Pazabucha has a safek. He says, two sekot to make, and to not be able to make a bracha achrona. He basically says, you don't make any bracha achrona on the Chita Pazabucha and on granola. Why? And one safek is Tosfot. Tosfot says, you're not sure what bracha achrona you make. And brain of Hashot doesn't work for al-Machia, doesn't work for brain of Hashot. So there's another one, is Magen Abraham, is Medayek from Rambam, that if the grain is not completely whole, they just took off a tiny bit of the shell and all their granolas, they didn't take out the main husk, they didn't cut it up, but they still...
Just to explain the machloket a little bit more, we have, according to Rav Moshe, three main shitot and rishonim, the Rambam, the Tosfot, and Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rambam holds whatever is Maisa Kedera, he's Medayik, that's considered Mizonot. Now, why do you have to write Maaseh Gedera? And it's not like telling you a sion, a citation for the Gemara. So obviously, it must be telling you a definition. As the Derech B'nei Adam to be idiot this way, that makes a Mizonot. So granola is produced in a way that's normal and it's edible this way, it becomes a Mizonot. That's Ramosh Badata Rambam. The Tosfot is Nemaach Yafa, has to be made very soft and cooked very well. So granola is not that. There should be hadama. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, it has to be sticking together. Cook so much it sticks together. The granola doesn't stick together. In the granola bar, it sticks together because of the sugar and the honey. Therefore, it should be hadama. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, Tosfot and the Rosh, and Be'i Yosef just strings them all together, the Tosfot and the Rosh, the Rambam, and the inputs of Rabbeinu Yonah on the side by the thing together. And Rav Moshe says, no, you can't be a Choshesh for that Be'i Yosef, because it's clear that the Rambam disagrees with the Tosfot. And it's look at the Kesef Mishnah. I don't think Rav Avadi would agree with that. And I think King Katav and the Be'i Yosef is often read, doesn't mean identical, it just means general Shita is similar. Anyway, it comes out according to Rav Moshe, you have a Safek between Rambam and Rosh,
whether you should make a granola mezonot or adama, did it change because it is made normal to eat this way according to the Rambam, or no, it wasn't cooked formally the way Chazal said, and therefore it should be adama. That's the Rosh Tosfot. So he says safek, and you go by Chazak the way it was originally, since it was originally adama, it stays adama. That's what he's posek adama and brain of Hashon. That's what Chumavadi Paskins Olitzion, and therefore we should say the same about granola, same thing. It's made edible like this. That's why chita tapucha in Igra Moshe Dal Mevdal, same thing in Chazon Avadia, Brachon, and Orlitzion, Argidal Halachvalf. That's what we should say by granola as well. So once we machmir not eating the meal, only except the meal, except only with Gazai, Toma Achmir Tavala Bracha, Yechoshesh, for the Tosfot. That's a very good shita, but Ikaradin is Adama. Chazak Baruch.